The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. ChillLoverRadio.net. Colorado Hot.
Today's show has been brought to you by Grammar. Please get your ass to school. Oh, actually, we do have a sponsor.
Do we?
Yeah, we got it. We got a sponsor. It's a toy maker. Okay, it's a toy maker. This toy maker comes from all the way from Nova Scotia.
Where's that, Canada?
No, it's kind of left ways of Brazil. Now, the cool part about this toy company...
Poof! Sorry, I was testing audio.
No, they don't make poop. That's another company, so check this out. So,
it's good, though.
You're going to love this. So, this company, they make these really unique, realistic dolls to fuck with people.
For people to fuck or to fuck with people?
Fuck with people, like...
And for people to fuck.
No. They're not sex dolls. No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean...
I had to clarify.
No, you got
I'm in the market.
No, I... Hey.
I'm in the market.
Am I saying it right? Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have this doll called Bounce a Baby 3.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. You drop it and it bounces 3 times. It looks realistic.
This is the new sponsor?
No, this is just the people that I looked on the internet because I web surf, dude. And they have baby heat stroke where you like put it in the car and it has like a face where it's like heat stroking. It's pretty cool. And their tagline is awesome. Penguins don't bowl.
What?
Yeah. About time we put on a fucking show. I mean, we're one man down.
Who died?
No one died.
Frank died.
Frank's in the bathroom.
Frank died.
And Frank's pooping.
Frank died in the bathroom like Elvis.
No. Okay, first off, Elvis never died. You know where he's at? Hanging out with Prince?
Don't do this.
Tupac.
Don't do this. My friend's dad does this shit, and I just don't.
Well, you don't approve the fact that you don't believe?
No, he hits me with the flat earth shit and the fake moon landing.
Okay, first off, everyone knows the earth is not flat. It's trapezoidish. So, it's because it's on a curb.
There's a word. Was it trapezoidian?
No, trap music. Speaking of trap music, did you hear what happened to Tekashi?
I don't want
I don't even know who that is, but it sounds like a doesn't Tekashi sound like a really bad like Rice Krispie treat?
It sounds like a sushi roll.
It does, doesn't it? Like, let me get that Tekashi.
Let me get the Tekashi roll in the.
Mm-mm. I don't want no Fifi. I don't want no food. See, as a play on "I don't want no friends" on the Fifi song. Nice. I don't want no food. See, I'm working it. See, I've been YouTubing a lot, and I'm like so awesomely cool. No.
The fact that you acknowledged it.
Really no, is that I am now learning like really cool words like busted baby. Like
busted baby.
Yeah, busted baby. Like where'd she's my busted that? Baby. It's a song by That's Plies.
By
no, Plies. I thought it was Flies. I thought it was Flies.
You really thought it was Flies?
Well, PH is F. Like when
there's
you say
no, there's no H.
Yeah, there is. It's silent. Just like if you look at
Plies is a
Pfeiffer, like Michelle Pfeiffer. Like when you say knife,
yeah,
pterodactyl, pimononis. You see what I'm saying? So, guys, we'll be right back after this sweet transition.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
Check this out, Sean.
Mm.
Frank is actually not here for reasons unseen. I believe he's he died. Battling.
He died in a motorcycle accident.
Frank don't ride.
He wasn't on the motorcycle.
Wait, what?
A motorcycle hit him so hard that the guy flew through his windshield and killed him. Can't
be. Okay, first off, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
That's because you're not a good friend. That's why you weren't at the memorial.
I don't have Facebook. You're a dick. Now, did you see this on Facebook? Because I don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay, see, there you go. See,
it was on Facebook. Why didn't you text me?
No, not on the news. You know I'm blind in one eye, so I can't watch TV on the left side. You know what I'm saying? So, look, so we're here right now in the moment, and we're going to discuss a few things. First off, how have you been?
Good, just trying to pay for Frank's now for Frank's funeral.
You're trying to plan Frank's funeral?
Yeah.
Wait, just
trying
wait.
To pay for it. It's really tough.
Do you have a go get me?
A go get me? Yeah. I gotta go get me. Go get me a stat, motherfucker. Cocksucker.
I thought he died. Why are we on pancakes?
They're delicious.
Maple.
You know what a Bellini is?
I know what a Blumpkin is.
Do you know what a Bellini is?
Actually, a Bellini actually is a drink.
No, it's actually close, but it's a food, too.
Okay,
it's a very fancy miniature Russian pancake, but they don't talk about the fact that it's just a fucking pancake.
But it's a Bellini.
Shut the fuck
up. You didn't
up.
Know that? It also is a drink.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so what's inside of a Bellini is this really tiny Russian pancake that they put in the cup, and they don't talk about the cup. What's the first rule of Bellini Club?
Jesus, I hate you.
You don't talk
Rich
about
people
the cup.
Put caviar and sour cream on the Bellinis.
Did What's you know wrong that? With that?
That's a disgusting
Okay, first off, caviar are pieces from like Legos that are left over from the kids that don't play with it. So at least they're recycling. And the That's sour cream is elk black. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is.
Is what?
You know what I'm saying?
Elk?
No, I was bleeped. You know what it is. You have to rewind it a little
elk.
Bit.
Elk, spunk.
No,
I'm bleeping every one of these words. No, you can't. Which ones I'm saying.
No, you can't bleep every other word that has the letter A in it. You just can't bleep that out.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm just saying you shouldn't do it.
And I'm not going to. Don't look at me like that. You're looking at me like you want me to do it and you're telling me not to.
You're causing my hemorrhoids to cause AIDS.
You're the reason I have a strong Xanax prescription.
We'll be right back after this sweet transition.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right, so check this out. Before we get into the beer, I know we were just having a little fun right there.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question, Sean.
Let's do it.
If two wrongs make a right,
if it makes two wrongs,
make and a right. three rights make a left,
three rights make a left,
why would you not put ketchup on the mustard?
We talking, is this a Canadian question, American question, or Australian question?
Bolivian. Kind of like Here's the Chernobyl chalk whiteout.
Here's why.
Okay.
Where's Bolivia?
Over there.
Over there.
I'm sorry. You know, you're millennial, so let me say it in the way that you would understand. Mm-hmm. That way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, the simple answer is the pH balance.
Right. You have
to. The long answers is dark matter. And so since we don't know, we're going to have to go back. We're going to have to go back to...
To the beginning of the show?
Yeah, we're going
to
go back to 16 AD. I think that's about right about the
that
beginning
was when,
of the show.
That was when Bill Gates first started putting together the Macintosh Zunes.
Yes, the Macintosh Zunes.
Right.
Yep.
And then totally. I remember when FUBU
and
came out.
And the Dell iPods.
Remember when FUBU came out and they were like, fix us, buy us, turtle power.
Turtle Power.
And
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, yo.
It was like a women and animal rights movement at the same time.
Hey, I'd take a bra off for that, but I mean, I still have to wear it because it's public ordered from the ordinance.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying? You know what also matters?
What?
Hydros.
Hydros, yeah. What are you talking about?
You know the ones of over there with... See, when I was listening to, what was it, the Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
And they were like, turn that was a Channel
great
5
album.
On
they
it.
Had great albums, the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that was great. Bugs,
such great
Bugs
albums.
Bunny.
That was a good band.
Gucci Man was a part of
Gucci
that.
Gucci Man, yeah.
Because he usually says, you
Gucci
would think
Man,
he says.
Daffy Duck, OJ the Juice Man.
Whipping up the babies.
Okay.
Right? Now, before we get into these four
all
wonderful
right.
beers.
Yeah, we're about to hop into that.
Yeah, we're about to get right into this. Before we do that, guys, check out this sweet transition.
Ooh, what's that one called?
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
So he had came over.
Right.
And I ain't never been with one of those blacks.
Oh, really?
I had met him down at Louis Kielbasa Meat Emporium.
I know that.
And I was, it was,
I
you know that.
That
it was Cahaga Faga Day. And so
yes,
I had to go
right.
get a goat.
You had to get
and
one, right,
all of a
of
sudden was this nice bronze chocolate of a man. Almost. Remember that time we was absolutely. I'm over here letting my Fosta Fazul
right.
get all fettuccine.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
stop it!
Oh my!
My daughter, she had a little a black, whatever you call.
Well,
them.
The right. darkies, the darkies.
We'll be right back after this sweet transition.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
Live from OBS Beer Set, I'm Dixie Cider. In today's news, we'll be right back after this sweet transition.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS Beers.
I want you to get under the bed.
That doesn't... That,
what?
That doesn't even like look like... It's you. Your mouth is completely covered, so I was like, is there another person saying that in a different microphone?
Just under the bed.
Oh my god.
Just,
I have the weirdest boner right now.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
So do I.
Hey.
We'll be right back after the sweet transition.
All
right.
Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
Hey, Sean, you know what goes great with a beer show?
Oh, what's that?
Talking about beer.
I had a feeling. We got all right. a little off track.
So I've got four. Well, we didn't really get off track. I think
right.
it was a great way to kind of break up the monotony.
Right.
So right now, we're going to stop the douchebaggery.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you these beers. Are you ready?
Let's get down to
first
business.
First up, it's going to be... that would be their IPA.
Beautiful name.
This is the... IPA.
Nice, beautiful.
This beer is from DJ Child. This is... from... Brewery.
And these are all confidential names, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we've got a classic, a name stake here. It's...
Nice.
All right, so out of all these wonderful things, which one would you like to do first? But before you answer that, we've got a question for the audience.
You know that this isn't live, right?
No, but they can respond on our Instagram.
Okay.
At OBS Beers and find the one post that has the podcast. And all they have to
right.
do is answer this question.
Okay.
And the question is...
You have one new message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's Freeway Close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSBeers.com is who you're looking for.
Hi. Welcome to the LGBTQ XYZWMP trapezoid section of OBS Beers. All right, so listen, girls with a U. Listen, when you guys are out there and you're gonna get turned up, and I mean, spread them, prostate turnt. Yeah, listen, just get a beer. Don't do shots because then you won't remember. Dude. Wine will give you headache,
yeah,
but beer, bitches,
you ran like a mile.
That's what us boys are supposed to drink.
Same, bro.
We'll be right back.
Never heard of OBS beers. Google that shit.
If there's one thing that I hate, it's the fact that there's something in my pants, Sean.
Yeah.
You know what's in my pants,
what's
boy?
What's in your pants, man?
The stupid wine cork thing. Wow. The missus put a goddamn wine cork knowing I like myself some craft beer.
God damn.
Now listen, I'm not one to say I went oops upside her head.
Right.
I just took the oops out because I meant it.
Yeah, like a man.
And we'll be right back.
Don't ask me what the fun will be.
Go to that shit.
You okay? Hey.
So this is what had to happen.
Oh, God, he has
I was at the local bar.
Oh, I hope he didn't.
I was at the bar, the Rump Wrangler.
Oh, he really texted.
First off,
that.
I didn't know it was the gay bar.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't.
I bet
but
did.
I realized they didn't have any beer.
Yeah.
That's the crime.
Is it really?
It's not about the glory hole.
Are you sure it's
not? Or the
not?
Fact that these burly men really mm-hmm. did a bad number on my backside.
Yeah, I think it has a little bit
they
to do with
that. They threw sand at me.
Yeah.
And they kept calling me Little Rudy.
Yeah, you called yourself. You called yourself Little Rudy.
No. Yeah. Wait a minute.
That's how you introduced yourself.
Wait.
And then I realized at that point that I was in the wrong store. I was in a Michael's instead of a Walmart. OBSBeers.com.
When you're Googling shit, type in OBS Beer.
Live from deep inside your colon, it's the world-renowned slam poet, Itchy Itchy Gaia.
Was that crowd sound effects?
Okay. Yeah, it is. All yeah, right. It is.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Continue on with the little bit.
Yeah. So I am tired of your face.
Oh, okay.
Shut it.
Okay.
Well, I'm tired
all right.
of the... Hold up real quick, Sean.
Yeah. What's that?
Shut
what's going on?
Shut the fuck up real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'll just shut
it's
up.
It's militant quick. Bit.
Right. I'll be quiet for all a right, bit.
All
right. I'll be quiet. Okay, I'm sorry.
I am tired of your face.
Tired of my face. That's funny.
Sean.
What's wrong?
It's a militant
bit. Oh, I didn't...
Right.
Was I...
No, you just
You could
don't...
hear me or no? I was just trying to like
no I understand
mumble. I wasn't trying to like really be loud enough for you to hear me, so I'm sorry.
No, I was trying to
no just
I
go
was...
like the militant bit.
Okay,
yeah,
we're gonna do the militant bit.
You can't talk during a militant bit because
no.
It's not militant then, right?
Right?
It's just it's just anarchy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
no, you're
right.
I'm sorry.
So,
go ahead.
I'm gonna so this poem
I'll just cut
is
off my
called
mic.
No don't
I'll just,
talk, no,
I'll
this,
just cut off the mic.
No. So the title of this poem was Shut Your Face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm gonna go right into it.
Okay.
All right. So
and I'll be quiet for
you. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna go ahead
right.
and I'm gonna hit it real quick. But I mean,
yeah.
Before we do that, you know, obsbeers.com. Thank you for having me here. So all right, so here we go. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I hate your face.
Where do you find OBS Beers? Cool.
I know. There is two things under your bed.
What's that?
Dust bunnies and a dildo.
That's about correct, I'd say, I reckon.
Now, the dust bunnies don't bother me.
Right, yep.
It's the dildo.
Why does that bother you there, son?
I don't know if it's been used.
Right, it has. Of course it has.
Ew.
Alright, you know what? I don't really want to do this bit. This one's uncomfortable.
This is a good bit.
No,
this
I am
really
uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable.
I think we should keep...
Don't ask me how to get to OBS.
No!
No, yes, hold on. No. Yes, I, yes, don't, yes, no, yes, no,
I don't,
no,
give a shit. No, no, shit.
All right, guys. Hey, we want to say thank you guys for tuning into the Bear Show today. I think it was really good recording these beers and having a good time. So, first off, I want to thank off. I want to thank Brewery. And then I also want to thank. You guys make some phenomenal beers. Also, big shout out to DJ Child for providing one of the beers. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys check her out at DJChildCHYLD.com. We also want to go ahead and thank everybody for watching the show, all of our sponsors. We love you guys. We pretty much say their name right at the beginning. Sean, Sean, it's been a pleasure. I want to say thank you for hanging out with me, my dude. And Frank, please get better from your death.
Yeah,
and,
no, he's not coming back.
Safe recovery.
No, he's not. He's not coming back. He was dead on the spot. Yeah.
I'm still being hopeful.
Yeah, no, no, no. His head was detached.
You know
the
what?
The motorcycle rider had a machete on him, so the machete just
got him. Yeah. I'm still hopeful. Technology today. I mean, if this was
don't be,
2 years ago.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be hopeful at all.
Right.
He's gone forever. It's really sad.
No.
No, yeah, there's no hope in it, really. So.
Well, we can cake assume Kukasa.
Right. No, no, we can't. We can't because he's dead.
We can agree to disagree.
No, we can't. We can agree that he's dead.
But I definitely can tell you what we can agree on.
What's that?
Beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Check you guys later.
This is Reefer Madness, and you're locked into ChillLoverRadio.net.